On the line, we are joined by somebody who I know very well, and I'm very excited to be chatting to him, Rabbi Yehuda Stern of Siddim Shul, which is a shul very, very close to my heart. Good afternoon, Rabbi. How are you?
Thanks, Dylan. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank God. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic to have you, Rabbi. Now, we're going to be chatting a little bit about the miracle of Entebbe and why we should be celebrating it and why it's still very significant today. But for some listeners who may hear about the miracle of Entebbe or Operation Thunderbolt or Operation Yonatan and say, what is that? What was that? If you can just maybe give us a little bit of a synopsis of what that is and what happened on that day.
Okay, we're going back 50 years ago, which every time we come to a milestone in a world historical event, especially one relating to Israel in particular, it's a reason to pause, stop, and reflect.
Sure.
50 years ago, 1976, 4th of July, it was an Air France flight that was operated between the cities of Tel Aviv and Paris. And it was during a stopover in Athens that two Palestinian hijackers boarded the flight with others as well. And they actually diverted the flight. Mm-hmm. So they held the entire flight as hostage. They diverted the flight and they landed in close to us, I guess, Africa, in Uganda.
Sure.
And there in the Entebbe International Airport, they held the entire plane with the hostages and the flight, the passengers of this flight. They held them hostage, which was a major, major event, a world tragic event. And then the next part of the story is obviously the miraculous efforts of the IDF.
To rescue the hostages.
To rescue the Israeli hostages and all the hostages.
So, Rabbi, look, it sounds like the you're setting the scene for a movie, and you know, when you do read the story about it, it does sound like a movie script. I know they have made a few movies about it, but why is it still significant today? I mean, you know, 50 years have passed. I mean, I know a couple of the people involved in the rescue have come to events at Siddim Shul, but why is it so significant to keep reminding us? What have we learned from that day that we can keep in our minds day to day?
There's many approaches to this, to unpack this. There isn't just one. Let's take the most practical approach first, and then sure. We'll get into more spiritual. As a rabbi, I have to obviously go down that avenue too.
Please.
But on a most practical, we see the protection of Israel and its amazing, heroic soldiers in protecting Jewish life, not just in the borders of Israel, which for that we are very grateful, but even outside of the borders of Israel.
Interesting.
That was a heroic act of IDF soldiers. And by the way, it was heavily, heavily debated on government level, on Knesset level. And they only had a short time, obviously, to debate this as to whether, A, was this possible to fly over into Uganda, into Africa? And B, is it our duty to protect on the outside of Israeli borders? And the theme, Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Lazeh, that all Jews are interlinked and responsible for each other, that was the mantra of this operation, that we are not just here to protect the borders of Israel or the people of Israel, but the IDF and the government of Israel took the decision, despite all the debate that was involved, that it is our duty to protect Jewish life, wherever it may be, if it's within our range as the IDF and people of Israel. Which they did. And because of that, they saved all these people.
So, Rabbi, I don't want this to sound like a chavrusa, but you know, in some ways, it sounds a little bit like a Purim story where there was all hope was lost, and yet there was, you know, we were pushed to the edge, and yet we came back, and there were some miracles along the way. I know the one miracle, I was doing a bit of research before the interview, that the Israeli government or the Israelis had built the Entebbe airport, so they had the blueprints to the actual airport, so they knew their way around and knew what the structures would look like. I mean, it's remarkable the fact that that came in handy then. Am I right in saying that it was almost like a Purim story?
Yeah, so that was my second point, is that on the one hand, it's a very practical lesson to learn, and that is the strength of the Jewish people and the strength of Israel as a country and the strength of the IDF as an army. But there's definitely something more deeper and spiritual, similar to the story of Purim. And this we heard, by the way, from one of you mentioned in your introduction that we had one of the rescuers, one of the members of the IDF,
sure,
actually, who flew in a few years ago, just before COVID, 2019.
Was it 2019?
He was stuck here. He was stuck here into 2020 as COVID hit. His name is Rami Sherman. You can search his name up. Rami Sherman was one of the rescuers, and he told over his story. And this is what he told us. He told us he grew up as a secular Israeli kibbutznik. He flew in to Uganda as an Israeli, and he returned to Israel as a Jew. That was his line. Why? Because he saw more. He saw there more than just a powerful army and strong tactics and the capability of protecting Jewish life even outside the borders of Israel. He saw the miraculous story, as you described, the Purim story. He saw miracles in front of his eyes. The fact that they were able to get in there, fly into Uganda under any radar, at the height, they were very low in terms of flights generally, how they managed to get in and do what they needed to do was really, really miraculous and something very special. Can I mention just the special video?
I was just about to ask because prior to the interview, I did watch the video, and it gave me goosebumps three or four times while watching. Where can we find that video? Because I know it gives a fantastic summary and overview of the events leading up and of the rescue.
So we at Siddim Shul, it was led by Rabbi Goldman, 10 years ago exactly, in honor of the 40th anniversary, of Entebbe, we commissioned a brand new designed short film to help understand the unbelievable miracle of Entebbe. It's actually called Miracle of Entebbe. You can search it on YouTube under Siddim Shul Miracle of Entebbe. You'll find it there in honor of the 40th anniversary. In fact, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and we haven't mentioned the loss of his brother, Netanyahu, and that's one of the reasons why it's called Operation Yonatan.
Right.
Prime Minister Netanyahu actually wrote Rabbi Goldman a personal thank you letter for producing such a world-class film. It's about 6 minutes long. It's not very long, but it really gives you a full-on storyline of the miracle that took place. And it's very graphic in a good way. It shows really the real story that took place. And gives you a good feel of what happened. And in fact, we received a personal letter then from Prime Minister Netanyahu thanking us for that.
Look, if anybody is looking for the video, please, you can pop us a WhatsApp and we'll send the link through to you so that you can see it for yourself. But Rabbi, that's all we have time for today. Thank you very much for that fantastic interview, very insightful interview regarding the miracle of Entebbe. Can't believe it's already been 50 years ago. That was Rabbi Yehuda Stern from Siddim Shul, also the director of Young Jewish Johannesburg. Rabbi, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to seeing you on Shabbos.